Good morning, everyone. Not long now, eh? Does anybody know what day Christmas falls on this year? Yeah, what day? 25. Yeah, 25. That's right. It's a week on Monday. It was 25 last year as well. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to Christmas this year because we've got some of our family coming up from the south of England and we're going to have a lovely time with them. And I'm really excited about that. Has anybody got visitors coming for Christmas? Yeah, that you know about? Yeah. We've got my mother-in-law coming. Okay, so you've met her. Right. I'm going to read to you from Luke's Gospel. But interestingly, I'm not going to read to you the verses that we normally read at this point in the carol service. This is what we normally read. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken from the entire Roman world, and so on. You probably know these verses. I'm going to read the verses before that. And this is part of a piece that's called Zechariah's Song. Now, you might have heard of John the Baptist. This is John the Baptist's dad. And this is what he's saying. He's saying of John, before he's born, he's saying, "You, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven," he's talking about Jesus, "to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." To guide our feet into the path of peace. I thought I would give you a talk this morning about directional drilling. I knew you would all be fascinated by that. You see, my job's very unusual. I work in navigation, and navigation is finding your way places. And sometimes it's just navigating a boat from Rotterdam to Aberdeen or something. But more often, it's navigating under the water or navigating underneath the ground. So I thought I would give you a lecture on directional drilling. Might be best if somebody shuts the doors, so don't let anybody out. Okay. You see these offshore platforms that you see in the Cromarty Firth, or the rigs out there? They've all got a great big drill bit, which is usually about that sort of size, about a foot across. And they can drill through the rock. But the problem is the oil's not straight underneath the rig. It can be 5 miles away. And sometimes you've got to navigate that drill bit down through the rock and build up angle like that and then drill out for miles. And it's got to hit little tiny targets. And sometimes it's got to avoid other oil wells. And sometimes it's got to avoid pockets of gas or it blows all the mud out of the hole and then you set the platform on fire and you don't want to do that. And so you have a navigator that is responsible for navigating the drill bit deep down underneath the sea. I can see you're all impressed and thrilled. You really didn't know you were going to be told about this morning, did you? Well, I'm very proud of one particular job. Back in 2010, I had written some computer programs for guiding these drill bits as accurately as possible. And most times, we're just drilling to oil. But a call came in to Halliburton, one of the companies that uses my computer program, and they said, "We've got some miners, and they're trapped down a mine in Chile." And the men were working in the mine, and the main entrance to the mine completely collapsed. And so the men started to go to an emergency shaft to try and get out of the mine. Unfortunately, with all the impact of the main part of the mine collapsing, the emergency shaft had sheared in half, and the men couldn't get out. They were 2,500 feet down the mine. 33 men trapped. Well, there was an emergency chamber that they could go to. And in the emergency chamber, it's called the Copaca mine in Chile. In the emergency chamber, they had supplies of food, tinned food. Unfortunately, it was mainly tinned tuna. Hands up, those that like tinned tuna. That's what I thought, yeah. Anyway, they had lots of tinned tuna hidden away. And they had water there, enough to keep them going for probably about 2 weeks. But there was no way that the men could dig through all this fallen rubble to go and rescue their pals down the mine. All their families gathered at the surface. People all around the world were praying for them. And they thought, maybe we could drill to them. And so my computer program was taken into Chile, and they started to design on the screen a shape of, like an oil well, but a shape that would take them down to where the men were trapped. And one of my pals was on the job, and he told me that it's not quite like it was in the movie. They made it a bit more glamorous in the movie than it was in real life, as they often do. But anyway, we'll not worry about that. We'll pretend it was glamorous. And what they had to do, though, was to find a way of getting around all the fractures in the rock, because if they drilled through a piece of the rock that was actually fractured, then they might find that when they were trying to bring the men up, that bit would move and they wouldn't get the men past that point. So they designed this very tortuous, twisty-turny well, if you like to call it that, but a hole half a mile deep. Well, eventually, with a big drill bit, 8.5 inches in diameter, they drilled through the roof of the chamber. The 33 men inside heard the rumbling, and as they looked up, rocks started falling from the roof, and then this drill bit came through the roof of the chamber where they'd been trapped by now for about 3 or 4 weeks, and they were rationing out their tuna to try and stay alive. One of them, when he saw the drill bit come through the roof, he knew what they were doing. And he took his neckerchief off and he wrote with a felt tip pen, "We are all alive." And he tied it to the drill bit. Now, on the surface, when you make a penetration like that, either into a gas reservoir or something like that, you know, because the pressure comes off the drill bit. So they knew they'd hit the chamber. And they started to recover the drill bit all the way to the surface. But there's 2,500 feet of drill pipe to pull up to the surface. Well, when the driller on the top pulled it up, he saw this neckerchief tied to the drill bit. And he thought, what are they doing? And he took it off and he read it. "We are all alive." Can you imagine what it was like for the families of these people? The driller went off and announced to the families. One of the lads has tied his neckerchief off, and this is the message, and he held it up. They all knew then that it was only a matter of time, and all of their loved ones were going to be saved. The next stage was a wee bit more difficult. They've got a hole going down there, and it's only 8.5 inches in diameter. And the men, no disrespect to them, but 8.5 inches wasn't going to cut it. So what they did was they had a thing called a bullnose hole opener. You've got to remember all the details. And at the front, it comes to a point like this, and then it's got little drill bits all around it. So the point goes down the small hole, and as they rotate it, it makes the hole, instead of being 8.5 inches, it makes it 36 inches in diameter. Now, even the biggest of the lads could come up in that. And one very clever engineer designed a cage where they sent the cage down through this tortuous well that was designed by my computer program. Hang on a minute, I'm not being braggy, it's just a fact, you know. So they went down, and when they put the cage down there, one by one, the way they did it was the ones who were illest first, they went into the cage. And then they closed the door of the cage, and slowly, bit by bit, they brought the men up to the surface and then reintroduced them to their families. Why am I telling you this? It's not really to brag about a boring computer program. You see, Luke chapter 2 tells us what happens at Christmas, but Luke chapter 1 tells us what Christmas is. Christmas was a rescue mission. The angel said to Mary, you've to give your baby a special name. What was the name that she was to give the baby? Can you remember? Jesus. Jesus. Now, actually, in the Hebrew language, it would have been Yeshua. And it's very similar to our word in English, rescuer. Yeshua means the rescuer. In the Old Testament, there was a bit of confusion because there was a promise, which for years and years they thought was three people that would come in the future. One of them was going to be a prophet who would tell you when the Messiah would come, the rescuer. And then there was another person who seemed to be what they called the suffering servant, somebody that would come and die for the sins of the people. And then there was this third person who they also called the Messiah, but he was to come to rule the nations. And it was very confusing. How could you have somebody who was going to be obviously crucified and die on a cross, and also somebody who was going to rule the nations? Well, it was the same person. It was Jesus, the rescuer. And so, what was Christmas all about? Christmas was God coming down to our darkness and rescuing us, like the miners were rescued, to fit us for heaven to live with him there. That's what the children taught you this morning. And when you understand that God loves you so much that he came at that first time in such humble circumstances so that he could grow up to die for you on the cross. In a sense, Christmas is all about Easter. So that we can be fit for heaven, our sins placed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, if we believe in him, we will go to heaven. So it was a rescue mission. You will call his name Jesus, Yeshua, the rescuer. Now here's a challenge for you. How do you think my pals down in Chile would have felt if they'd drilled down and when they pulled the neckerchief up, it had written on it, it's okay, we're fine down here. Or what if they put the cage down, and when they pulled the cage up, there was nobody in it? Just a little note saying, don't want to come up to the light. We like it down here in the darkness. There's a reason, you see, why we date our time from what we celebrate at this time of the year. See, 2018 is not really 2018 New Year's. It's 2018 Christmases. It really should be happening on the 25th that we change the date. We date our time from the coming of Jesus because that was God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. What an incredible message we have, that everyone here can one day go to heaven, no matter what we've done, because Jesus, the rescuer, came to get us. Don't send the cage back up to heaven empty. I'd like to do a little bit of a plug this morning. Here at the church, we run a course called the Alpha Course, which you might have heard of. And we have a nice picture of Bear Grylls out on the distributor road there, smiling at you. There are people in this church, and they know who they are, who have asked me, when we're finished with that picture of Bear Grylls, can they have it to hang up in the bedroom? You know who you are, and I'm appalled. But anyway, these leaflets are outside, and if you would like to learn more about the Christian faith, which has changed the lives of hundreds of millions of people, then sign up for one of the Alpha courses. They're great because it's kind of a no-pressure course where you can come along and learn a little bit more about the Christian faith, and you can ask any questions you like. And we're not going to guarantee we're going to be able to answer them all, but you'll meet with ordinary people like directional drilling subsea navigators who know the Lord Jesus and want to share our faith with you in a natural and easy, friendly way. So please, if you are interested, do pick one up. I think they're on the welcome desk, are they, Alistair? Yeah. Pick one of these up. We're starting another course in January, and it runs for about 10 weeks. It's a lovely meal, and you don't have to pay for it. It's free. Can you imagine getting anything free from Highlanders? We have a meal here, and then we go through and we have a discussion and a video and some questions and things like that. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to spend a Tuesday evening. But I just want to say on behalf of the whole church, a big thank you to the children this morning, because you have presented and sung to us so wonderfully. And I just hope that everybody here goes away with a real knowledge of what Christmas is all about because of the songs that you've been singing to us this morning. It's all about Jesus, the rescuer, coming to fit us for heaven. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy to us, that you came to shine the light into our lives. You came to take away our sins. You came to teach us how to live. And Lord, you've prepared that wonderful rescue mission that was so expensive to you. And we pray that everyone this Christmas will understand the real meaning of Christmas, that you came to save us. We thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.